Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Carson Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Gator, this is one of my least favorite responses you get to anything. We do this and you see a lot of stuff. And sometimes you go, interesting point. And other times you're like, dude, that's, you can't do that. And I'm going to try and find it. From What the F on Twitch. Come on, Doug. A 54-yard run skews the average. Yeah, you add in the 20-yard run. That also skews the average. Take away all his best carries. What was his yards per carry? I mean, just take him away. What was his yards per carry?
Right. I mean, I guess some people are like, well, if you use that logic, and I get why people do it, because it's a couple carries that give the other 13 carries he didn't do much, but it's like Derrick Henry. You take away his 94-yard touchdown run, he's still at 130 yards rushing or something, you know?
Yeah, I'm fully aware of how the math works, but, you know, he saw the hole. He got through the hole. So, you know, I think he deserves credit for that, right?
Yeah, look, I'm not looking at this guy and saying he was averaging 8 yards a carry.
No, he's not an 8 yards a carry back. He had a really good day against a bad team. They all had the same offensive line behind, and one guy was way more effective. I'll take away the 20-yard carry and affect his yards per carry as well. But, hey, man, you've got
to get back. They were back-breaking plays. That's what you want. You want playmakers, right? That's what we've said all along for years. You hear the term, Lions need more playmakers. Guy ripped off a 54-yard run and a 20-yard run. He made a couple of nice catches in the game. He got some first downs. Those are plays that you need to be made, and I dare say he's a playmaker. It's good get. You know, we thought they're going to take a running back in a second round. They took a running back in a second round. It wasn't the one that you wanted or that I wanted, but it was the one that many had as the top-rated running back on the board. Good. He had a great game yesterday. Take your hat off to him, say nice job, and go do it against Atlanta.
248-539-9797. Keith on a cell. What's up, Keith?
Yeah, how are y'all doing this morning?
We're okay.
Good. I just had my eggs and pancakes. I've got a Lion question for you. Where would you rank Eric Hipple all time in the quarterbacks for the Lions?
Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
17th.
17th?
Yep.
Okay. And also, I heard some talk last week about the Tigers getting a new retractable roof stadium. Can you elaborate?
No, nothing
all right,
about
Keith.
It.
Thanks, Keith. You're the best. Don't be a stranger.
Norm from Detroit. He's on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Norm.
What's the deal?
Hey, Norm.
Hey, I just want to say you don't get rid of Adrian Peterson. You know, it's going to get cold. And we in the black and blue division. You get rid of Adrian Peterson. We had the chance at him 5 years ago. We let him walk out of the building. You do not let this man walk out of the building again. I'm sorry.
If somebody offers you a fifth round pick, you're not going to.
No, I'm trading Kerryon for a fifth rounder. Sorry, I'm trading the injury prone running back, and Kerryon can walk. You know, we should have kept what's the running back that we let go, and he's with the Jets now. You should have kept him and let Kerryon walk. Like I'm done with Kerryon. He's not. I'm like, my head is just really just banging right now. Hall of Famer walk out of your organization.
Think this team's going to make the playoffs this year?
You know what? I'm always optimistic. I, I'll go with them. I'll go with the Lions. I'll go with the Detroit Lions, whether we're up 40 or whether we're down 40.
I'm not mad at you for being optimistic, and I'm not mad at you for playing this year. I'm not sure Ty Johnson, they're going to rue the day. I mean, J.D. McKissic led the football team in rushing yesterday, listen, and I liked Huntley a lot and was disappointed they let him go.
I don't know why we let him go. Like, that was dumb, too. Like,
well, there's only so many roster spots.
Parker, I look at a bunch of players that we've missed on draft picks. It's just very hurtful.
There's clearly so many roster spots, and you have to make some tough decisions at the bottom of the roster. And if you're letting good players go, you're either making huge mistakes or you're getting deeper.
It was a huge mistake to let J.D. McKissic go.
No, he was a leading rusher on a bad football team.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you could say the same thing about DeAndre Swift.
True.
I don't think anyone has to worry. Adrian Peterson is not getting traded for anything. If he leaves this team, it's because the Lions are going to release him. Now, if that caller just wants him on the team, then, yeah, that would upset him. But I could not see Adrian Peterson getting a 19th round pick. I'm exaggerating, of course, but yeah.
How about just, a 20th round pick?
Look at the NFL, and guys get hurt all the time on good teams, and good teams could use running backs if their guy gets hurt.
He's been maybe more productive than any of us could have seen, but he's 35. I joked he was 50, but he might as well be 50 in running back years. Kenyon Drake, for example, got traded last year. You know what turned out to be? A 6th-round pick, okay? That was Kenyon Drake. He's like in his 20s, and he's much more upside than Adrian Peterson.
Peterson had almost 2,000 yards rushing he hit almost 1,000 yards rushing each of the last two seasons. Was averaging, 4.5 yards a carry.
And he was released by the Washington football team.
Yeah, why did he end up in Detroit? They'd rather have J.D. McKissic than Adrian Peterson.
I get it, but I just think that, once you get the season going and you see, okay, this guy still has something, I think a team would take a flyer. If not, okay, I'm okay with it. I'm not married to it. I just think that he has some value. And if he doesn't, so be it.
All right, 248-539-9797, time for our Champ and Chump. Gator, these are the people we single out for having an awesome weekend. Those are the champs. And those people whose weekend stunk, they get chump votes. I'll start. My champ of the weekend, Gator, is the Lions' offensive line. Fighting dehydration and injury, the right side of the offensive line, each starter only played 25 snaps, and they rushed for 180 yards on the ground behind Ode Abouche and Matt Nelson. Now, Matt Nelson... I was like, I remember the Iowa defensive lineman, Matt Nelson, but who's this guy? Right. It's the Iowa defensive lineman, Iowa Matt defensive Nelson, lineman, yeah. Who's now an undrafted free agent that the Lions have on their depth chart as a backup right tackle. And good for them. What is it indicative of? I don't know, man. I wanted to have a local champ, so I'm champing the offensive line. They are my champ of the weekend.
Well, I'm going to champ Matt Patricia because the Lions coach, he's obviously been much maligned, properly so. But I got to give him credit for coming up with a defensive plan that worked while using all 8 offensive linemen as well. They didn't allow a sack. The real question is, can this team do that to tougher teams that are on the schedule? And they're going to find out on Sunday a little bit more because they'll have a revitalized Falcons team that they're playing in Indianapolis on the horizon. But for the 1 week, I'll give it to Patricia. I think they had a great game plan. I think they used the bye week wisely. And it paid off for them. They got a W.
All right, let's get to our chum nominations. And you know what? I'm going to stick with the theme. The Browns offensive line got dominated by the Pittsburgh Steelers and made Baker Mayfield's life hell through a pick six. Another interception eventually got yanked as Pittsburgh rolled to the win. The Browns offensive line, boy, did they get trucked.
Well, Doug, my chump is Dan Mullen, the head coach of the Florida Gators. Now, this guy... So a week ago, started campaigning openly for 90,000 fans to be able to attend the home games amid the pandemic, which seems ridiculous. Turns out that not only did more than 20 members of the team test positive for the virus, so has he. Now, I certainly hope he has a safe and speedy recovery and perhaps a new perspective to share as well when it comes to the virus. But good grief, man. Not a good week for Dan Mullen.
Dan Mullen, Florida man. All right, Gator, thank you. Champ and Chump, get your votes in. Who had the best weekend? Who should be called out? We got a whole bunch of these coming in via text. Steve in Chicago writes in, Champ Doc Emery announces retirement and was such a good hockey announcer. Chump Aaron Rodgers laying an egg against the Bucks. I want to talk about both those. Doc Emery, man, don't do it.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it till right before the show. I'm not heartbroken, but I'm disappointed. I love Doc Emery, and he hadn't slipped at all.
No, Doc Emrick was the best. The best best play-by-play guy in hockey. Love Doc Emmert. I cannot. I am more impressed by hockey play-by-play guys
They're
than
the
any
best.
Other play-by-play
play
guys
by far.
In the sport. It is the toughest sport to do. And, you know, when you do it on TV, I'm not sure if it's easier or harder than it is on radio, but he just, it's seamless. He knows every player on the ice. He has a description for every single thing that happens on the ice. It doesn't become too cliche within the game. Like I love Doc Emmerich. I think he was an amazing play-by-play guy. I think he'd do it for any sport, but hockey's the one we love him doing.
My favorite Doc Emmerich term, where I was like, what did he just say? Was he waffle boards it forward?
Yeah.
And when you watch the play, you're like, yeah, it's about right.
It's waffle board.
His chump, Aaron Rodgers, as you've been saying, Gator, and totally vindicated. It's over for Aaron Rodgers. You've said it, and you know, for some reason, people have doubted you, but you were proven right yesterday.
Right. I don't know if you watched that game.
I did not. I just saw the highlights.
I mean, I was watching it on Red Zone when it was going on, and they jumped out to a 10-0 lead. They get the ball back, and Rodgers throws a pick six. I'm like, whoa, that was weird. That's okay. No problem. They get the ball back. Three plays later, he throws a pass. I think it was a slant pattern to Devontae Adams, and he should have had it. Comes out of his hands, ends up in the Tampa Bay Bucks hands, and they return it in the goal to go situation. And what could have been a 17-0 lead turned into a 14-10 deficit like that, and they did nothing offensively the rest of the game. That to me is the biggest shocker in. Maybe the NFL story this year is what happened to the Packers after the first two drives of that game against a decent Tampa team. Tampa looked all types of tough in that game, and Tom Brady was like, "Yeah, I'll show you how it looks when you want to have a chip on your shoulder." People telling you you're done. Boom, you look great.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.